Roger, defibrillator, that's the word I was looking for. I know a girl who has a heart monitor on, and it's just around her, you know, around her body, like a bra or something, and that's it. And it sends information, you know. Now that would be all right with me. Me, I got the bra, and I call it a bra. I don't know whatever else, what the hell else to call it, with the sensors. And then the cable comes out from that, this box that I got a strap going around my neck to it, you know, like a book bag or something. And, you know, after 2 months of wearing this thing, because I have to have it, I mean, when I lay down and go to bed, or if I'm sitting there talking at the radio, I can take it off. If the cable's long enough, I can take it off and lay the box up here. Or when I go to bed, I take it off and slide it over to the wall, you know. But anytime I'm up, you know, walking around or whatever, I got to put this thing on there, Raji.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah, my kids was a lot smaller. Like I said, it was the size of like a key fob for your car. And it actually stuck to his chest, and then it was hooked to like a separate cell phone. And just with, you know, if he was feeling something, he pushed a button, and it would ask him a bunch of questions and, you know, transmit some sort of, you know, information to the doctor's office to make him review it and stuff. But, you know, none of the stuff where it's shockier or nothing.